This podcast is intended for a mature audience as it contains adult language and can get rather intimate. So grab a cocktail, find a safe place to listen, and make sure your kids aren't around. Hey, it's Garcelle Beauvais, and this is Going to Bed with Garcelle. Every episode, me and my rotating mix of girlfriends, some celebrities, some not, will be heating things up with provocative girl talk. Get ready. No topic is too taboo and everything is grown and sexy. Tonight, I am going to bed with the first woman to win the Masked Singer. She's a member of Escape. She's a reality show and R&B queen. And when I say queen, honey, she is wearing that crown. Candy Ferris, welcome to Going to Bed with Garcelle.
Well, thank you.
And the other person I'm going to bed with tonight, you have laughed with on The Tonight Show, Netflix, Showtime, Amazon, the hilarious Kira Sultanovich. Hi, Kira.
Hi.
Ladies, welcome. And what is your drink of choice tonight?
I have some red wine.
Candy?
Water.
Water? Are you fasting? What's up with you?
I'm not a drinker. So
really?
I'm boring when it comes to that.
No, yeah. That's not boring at all. I think you and J-Lo, as far as I know, are like superstars who don't drink, which is fascinating.
Oh, she doesn't drink? I didn't know
She doesn't drink at all. Yeah. My drink is Prosecco, like I said. Candy, first of all, congratulations on everything.
Thank you.
Especially your acting, I wouldn't say debut, but on The Chi, it's a debut.
Yes, I'm super excited about that. Like, super excited.
Let's talk about the sex scene you had. Was it liberating? Were you scared? Because I did a sex scene on Power, and let me tell you, OMG.
How did you feel about it?
Well, it was with Omari Hardwick, so I mean, how bad can that be?
Mm-hmm.
And luckily, I was single at the time, so I didn't have anyone to answer to. Did you have to answer to Todd?
Yes, of course. I am really, honestly, I'm feeling a little bit anxious about it airing because I know he's going to see it at some point. Mm-hmm. And it's just going to feel weird. It's just going to feel weird. Like when we knew that I was doing the part, we had already discussed it. And, you know, he was like, okay, well, if you're going to do this, I guess you better just go all out, make it look real or whatever.
Right.
So I did. I made it look real.
I cannot wait. I will have snacks. Oh, my God. I can't wait. Kind of gives you a free pass because you can go, honey, it's acting. So it kind of gives you a free pass to do things that you wouldn't do with another human being since you're married.
Well, I mean, technically, I guess you're right. But I never really thought about it like that. I mean, because obviously I have not had any thoughts or anything of touching another guy since Todd and I started dating. What was that? Over 8 years ago.
Wow.
So it's just kind of like it was different.
Yeah.
And then our scene was kind of like doing it from the back. Like, well, we were doing it from the front and then they had to flip me around and do it from the back. So
that's
just
what I had to do on Power too. And even when they say it's a closed set, it's a closed set of like 15, 20 people.
Right.
That's not so closed. Kira, I see you moving. How do you feel about it?
I mean, I wish I had a sex scene to discuss. As a stand-up comic, I have dry humped a couple of chairs on stage, but that's probably a little different.
You know, there's a thing now that they're doing because of COVID that they're thinking of doing CGI sex. Now, that's where you would like perform and then they would put the person in later. I actually did a movie where a guy had to go down on me and they put a pillow between my legs so he could actually do it to the pillow. Would you be okay with CGI? I'm sure Todd would be okay with CGI.
We actually, it wasn't CGI, but we did what you're saying. I mean, he had to pretend that he was going down on me before the actual sex started in the scene. You know, there was a little padding there. But
Kira, what say you on this subject?
I mean, I think this would be like the perfect way to cheat on somebody because you can be like, did you just hook up with your secretary? And it's like, that wasn't mine. That was a green screen penis.
Right.
That was exactly. not mine. Look at how much bigger that one is. You know that's not me. And if they could CGI me, like, after having two kids, I would ask them, could you make things, like, can you CGI the inside, make it a little bit tighter? Is that possible? Is that... Can we CGI that part?
Can we try to CGI that?
Because my kids were big.
CGI these titties up. Like,
yeah, exactly. Up.
Girl, now that I would get behind in a heartbeat. When did you know you were so sexual, Candy? You're so sexual. You're a sexual entrepreneur.
I mean, I think I was pretty sexual since I was young.
Really? How young are we talking about?
I was the friend who had the collection of porn videos and it'd be like, girl, did you see this? Yeah. And then like my friends like had the movie club. So every week we got together, go out to dinner, catch a movie. But we would have like catch up on all of our... You know, if you were dating somebody, if you hooked up with somebody, you know, and I was always the one that would just be willing to share all. That's just who I've always been.
Wow. So. I mean, I feel like I'm really sexual, but I never talked about it to my friends. I was sexual behind closed
and
doors.
And look at you now on a podcast saying who you want to go to bed with.
Look at me now. I'm out of the closet, if you will. Kira, when did you know you were sexual?
Well, I'll let you know when it happens. No. You know what's so funny is when I was a kid, I was that friend. I was on Penis Patrol.
What is Penis Patrol? Do tell.
Like I would go, we'd go to the parties and I would see all the different, what's the plural? Peni? I don't know. It doesn't matter. And I see them like going after my friends because I was 5'8" when I was 12. So I was always much bigger. You know, I'm kind of like a strong Soviet broad. And so I all of a sudden turned into their bodyguard. If I saw some guys and they were trying to like, you know, like we were ready to leave the party and they were like, oh, well, so-and-so's going to stay with us. I was like, the hell they are. And I just would go in and have to like scoop them out because.
So you were more of a cock blocker.
I absolutely was. But those were underage cocks. So I believe it's okay to block those.
Now, you guys, with technology, people are Zooming with meetings. Would you be involved in a sex orgy on Zoom where everybody's wearing a mask?
I thought you would never ask. Oh, sorry. Oh, I'm sorry. I misunderstood. I'm sorry.
Not right now. Not right this second. Would you guys be up for that? If they didn't know who you were, if you could wear a mask and then you could be in an orgy on Zoom. You would, Candy?
If they didn't know who I was, yeah.
Well, first of all, you couldn't talk because your voice is so recognizable. You just have to moan quietly.
Yeah, I wouldn't say anything. I would definitely go just to watch, to be a voyeur. Like, I wouldn't necessarily want them watching me, but I'm totally into watching. Now, I've been to a sex club before.
Of course, where
they have, you know, different rooms where people have sex. You can go and you watch, or either you could participate if you wanted to. I didn't participate, but I definitely was there watching.
Did you learn anything new, or you're like, I got that?
I don't think it was anything new that that they could teach me. But
okay,
no, just kidding, you know. So you more so like. Looking in the room and you seeing all those people doing it, it's just like, whoa, like,
wow,
they
next
are
time
very
you're going,
bold.
Let me know. I'd love to join.
I would like to go back. The place still exists. Now I feel so afraid to go because, see, the rules are if you go in there, you have to either have on just a robe or a negligee or nothing at all.
Wow. Were there anybody with nothing at all?
Yes. It was
really?
A lot of people in there. And bad body built. You're like, you are confident. Like, for real. Yeah, like.
Kira, would you go to someplace like that?
Well, I had a Groupon for a sex club, but I let it expire. You know, I have not been to one of those. I would not be opposed, actually. I think it's something fun and exciting, right? The closest I have been is the Korean spas in Los Angeles. That is the closest.
I've been to those,
too. I have been.
Oh, really?
And look, I like it. Look.
I don't know.
You're into you, Candy. I'm into me. Don't judge where I like to walk around naked.
Would you ever have a threesome with a friend? For me, it would have to be a friend that we know nothing's going to ruin our friendship. Do you know what I mean? Mm. That it, we're so close.
No, I wouldn't want a close friend. Now, if it was a new friend.
I was going to say, the way you said that, you were leaving it open, Candy.
Well, Candy, you and I are new friends.
Oh. Here we go. A threesome right here. There's a threesome. So, Candy, I heard you were a matchmaker for Delicious.
Yes.
And obviously that went well. They just got married, right?
Yeah, she married Raymond Santana, who is actually one of the exonerated five, who the movie When They See Us is about.
Who would you fix me up with? I'm single. I'm looking. I want to get married again. I've just decided over quarantine.
Who would I hook you up with?
Think about it. Kira, do you have any suggestions?
Well, if Candy is going to hook you up, remember, Candy, friends don't let friends have COVID glasses. Uh-huh. I mean, like beer goggles, right? Like right. We don't want, just because we've all been quarantined,
right.
We don't want to lower the bar. Okay?
No, we're not lowering the bar.
No.
I got a question.
Okay.
In Jamie Foxx single, what's up? Aren't y'all friends? What's
Why
going on?
Everybody say that? I love me some Jamie Foxx, but I think we really are into the friend zone now. We're so into the friend zone. We're like brother and sister.
Got you.
And he's hung like a horse. What would I do with all that?
Ooh. Wow.
Sounds like you can do a lot.
Okay. Okay.
You sound like my mom. My mom used to say, I'd rather be tickled than stabbed.
Yeah, because when it's aggressive, you're like, are we in a fight? What's happening?
We don't want it that big. So wait, you guys have something in common. Kira and Candy, you both met your husbands through work, and they both are line producers. Your husbands are both line producers. What are the chances?
Oh, wow. That's cool.
We did. We met, and he asked me out while we were working together on a show. And I was like, no, right? Because you're working together.
That's taboo.
Right.
And then 6 months later, I ran into him, and he asked me out again, and I had lowered my standards. And I said, okay.
You're a mess.
But yeah, we met at work. Mm-hmm.
Wow. Well, I met Todd at work as well, but we were still working together. And was sneaking around dating.
You were?
We met on The Real Housewives of Atlanta. And yeah, so we really weren't supposed to be dating.
Right.
And eventually, when we decided, it was months later, but when we decided we were really going to be serious, he resigned from that show.
Oh. How about that?
Yeah.
And you guys have a great thing. And now you have how many kids together? It's beautiful.
Yes.
Speaking of kids, let's talk about raising Riley. Now, first of all, your daughter is gorgeous. She's grown
Thank
up
you.
Before our eyes.
Thank you.
Since you're so sexual, are you teaching her anything or do you feel like she should learn that stuff on her own?
Well, no. I had the talk with my daughter early because I feel like kids now, they start talking about sex in middle school, you know,
right?
Really. So I feel like it was important for me to have that conversation with her before her friends do,
right.
You know, because you don't want them to learn from their friends.
Right.
I mean, I'm not giving her tips on what to do in the bedroom
okay,
or anything
that's
what like
I was, that. That's what I wanted to get into.
No,
you're not that
I'm
kind of
just,
mama.
You know, giving her dating tips. You know, telling her what not to do more so than what to do.
Yeah, I don't think I would tell my kids what to do. I mean, I always say, you know, let's talk about sex, but, you know, I wouldn't tell them what to do. Kira, how old are your kids?
My kids are little. I have a 9-year-old and an almost 5-year-old. And I'm naked in the house all the time. And my 9-year-old is a boy. So I'm just wondering when that has to stop. Because
now. Should have stopped.
It should have stopped. And I'm with you. But guess what? Learn to knock. How about that? Learn to knock. They won't let me do anything at all by myself. They won't let me even shower by myself. I'm getting a little concerned that I'm going to raise someone that's going to go to Candy's sex club. I feel nervous.
It's not my club. Let's be clear.
Not yet. I'm sure you're going to come out with something new, Candy. I was talking to my boys. I was like, guys, we have to talk about something. It's going to come out on the show. Mom was in a magazine called Playboy. And they were like, what's that? And I said, have you ever Googled it? And they said, no. And I said, you know, I showed my top and nothing else. And my son Jax goes, oh, I remember walking in on you and I saw your boobs. And I was like, yep, so did a lot of other people. Let's talk about Atlanta a little bit. So Eva is leaving this season and I'm on Beverly Hills. Could you see me infiltrating Atlanta?
Hell yeah.
Girl, I say no. You guys would eat me up alive.
We probably would, but it would be good TV.
What made you do it in the first place? Just something new?
Yeah, it was just something to do, really. I'm friends with Derek J. I don't know if you know Derek J.
Of course I know Derek J. He did my hair in a movie. He's awesome.
Yeah, Derek J. was like, the Real Housewives, they looking for somebody new. And I told him to call you because they need somebody with their own money. That's what he said to me. But I only thought I was going to do it for like a year or two. I thought it was just like, okay, this would be cool for like a year or two. And here I am.
And here you are.
11 years later.
One of the OGs. I love it. Kira, would you do reality?
Look, as a comic, I throw it all out there, right? My material is always stuff from my life and my world and, you know, everything about my childhood, my parents, my husband. So, I mean, it's kind of, I'm already doing it, but just to like, you know, 100 people at a time.
Right.
You know, exactly. That's my reality right now. But yeah, how do you like being on the Beverly Hills cast?
It's fun. It's nothing like I've ever done before. Like when the first day we shot, I was waiting for them to yell action. And
really?
They were like, no, we don't do that here. I'd never done reality and I'm always on scripted TV. So I'm like, okay, when do we start? They're like, when you start doing something.
Right.
Oh my gosh.
When you walked in the room with your mic on, that's when you
okay.
started.
Exactly. All right, you guys, I am going to ask you some rapid fire questions. Mm-hmm. And I want to hear what you have to say. Wax play. Would you have sex using wax all over you?
I did it once.
You did?
Oh, yeah. I learned about my pain threshold very quickly. And then I had kids, and then I was like, oh, I could do it again. Yeah. After you have kids, you're like, oh, that was nothing.
Anything's possible. Exactly. Candy?
Shameless plug. Bedroom Candy, we have massage oil candles. And so the candle melts into massage oil and it doesn't even burn. You can pour it directly on the body as soon as, you know, it melts down. Even though it's warm, it never gets like hot.
Oh, I'm going to need some of that. I need some of that. So naked workout, would you do that with your man?
Yes.
Wait, with other people around?
Well, just you and your man, would you work out?
Just he and I, yeah. But I don't think I'm that fine to be doing in front of anybody else.
Yes, you are.
You are. Stop it.
Okay, nipple clamps. Do we have a candy? Do we have a plug here? Nipple clamps. Are you into nipple
we
clamps?
We do have a whole little set from Bedroom Candy. It's just a whole lock you up, hook you
so
up.
So you're into nipple clamps. Kira, are you into it?
Yes, I have breastfed. Next question. You know, I don't know if they would feel anything. I've had some action on the nipples, and I think they're so, like, I have such immigrant nipples. You know what I mean? Like, you
immigrant
can't mess with
nipples.
Soviet. Yes. When you're from another country, these nipples have seen, you know, things that third world, you know, tuberculosis. I mean, there's some
those
stuff going on.
Stop
so they're
it
tough.
Right now.
They're tough.
Hilarious.
There's a lot of hair.
Hilarious.
Anyways, yes, I'm into it.
I'm into that too. Okay, so vibrating panties in public, you know, you just press a little button like a remote control. I would be so into that.
Shameless plug.
Oh shut up,
go,
Candy. What
don't
you
on.
Have?
I have a whole adult line.
Okay,
I mean,
well, you need to send your friend some packages or something.
Yeah, you got it. You got to have vibrating panties.
All right, pegging. If Todd wanted you to peg him, strap on and do him. Are you into that, Kira? I don't know your husband's name, but would you peg him?
His name is Mike, and if I answer truthfully, he will not be my husband any longer.
I would not peg a man. If I am doing you, then you're my bitch.
Basically.
Oh,
Basically.
Interesting.
But I don't want anybody in my back door, and I don't want to be in anybody else's back door. That's okay. Just my thoughts.
Okay. Would you eat food off each other?
For sure.
Yeah. For snacks?
Sure. I would too.
Actually.
Oh, here we go. Here we go.
One time I had a little get together and I had a nude model laid out on the table with different fruits and different things laid on top of her. So everybody had to like pick food off of her.
I mean, come on now. This is too much.
I want to be invited.
I love it. And she's not even drinking, by the way.
Exactly. Could you imagine if I was a drinker?
No, I can't even imagine what you'd come up with then. Ladies, this is my favorite part of the show where you tell me who you want to go to bed with. Who made you smile? Who inspired you this week? Kira, do you have someone?
There was a really nice checkout girl at Trader Joe's. She was very... I have COVID glasses. That's the problem. My kids are out of the house now after being in the house for 3 months, and we yes. are having way more sex than ever. So you can are. I just say my husband? Is that okay?
Yeah. You can go to bed with your husband.
Yeah. I'm just excited that that's happening uninterrupted.
That's beautiful. Candy, who do you want to go to bed with?
I'm going to say my husband, too, because after she said her husband, then I look real crazy to say somebody else.
No, you can't. The whole point is not really sleeping together. It's just somebody who inspired you this week. But go ahead. You can say Todd if he inspired. If he's helping with the babies, what's he doing?
He's been working out a lot lately. Ooh. Body's looking good.
Okay.
I thought Candy was going to say, well, we've created a blow-up doll for the Candy adult collection.
Don't give her any ideas, Kira.
And I would go to bed with you too, Garcelle.
Oh, I love it. Thank you so much. I will take that, girl. I'm going to say for me, I'm going to go to bed with Cardi B tonight because she speaks her mind. She is political. She's not afraid that it's going to hurt her brand. And she is unapologetic for who she is. So I'm going to bed with Cardi B. Ladies, thank you so much. Tell everybody where you want them to follow you, what you want them to know about you, anything. Kira, do you want to go first?
Kira Comedy. That's it. That's my website. That's my Twitter. That's my Instagram. Hopefully, when the world comes back, I'll be back on the road. I'll be doing Zoom shows. That's it.
And having sex with your husband, Candy.
Well, they can follow me at Candy, K-A-N-D-I. That's Instagram, Twitter. Facebook is Candy Burruss, B-U-R-R-U-S-S. And, YouTube, subscribe to my channel, Candy Online.
You're amazing. Ladies, cheers to you both. Thank you so much for being on Going to Bed with Garcelle. I really appreciate you guys. Subscribe to my podcast so you don't miss this grown and sexy conversation. The after party continues on my Instagram at Garcelle or on Twitter at Garcelle B. So make sure to follow me. Going to Bed with Garcelle is an Orion podcast produced by Orion Television, Radio Point, and Beauvais Wilson Productions. Distributed by Podcast Nation. Concept by Garcelle Beauvais and Lisa L. Wilson. Hosted by Garcelle Beauvais, executive producers Barry Posnick, Garcelle Beauvais, Lisa L. Wilson, Alex Bach, Richard Corson, and Daniel Powell. Co-executive producers Janae Copeland and Cindy Levinson. Associate producer Lene Sanders. Music is from Extreme Music. This show was edited and mixed by Radio Point.